Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. And today I want to talk to you about some practical tools that I use when I'm manifesting that I've really enjoyed using over the years and that I just want to introduce to you because I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this in a practical way. And so the tool that I'm talking about is that I'm a person who loves stationery and who loves stickers and planners and pens and highlighters, all of that sort of thing. I love all of that. And so because I enjoy it so much, at some point I had the idea several years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, had the idea of incorporating things that I already use and I already love into my manifesting routine. Now, if you already script or you maybe write letters to yourself or create vision boards, then maybe you're already using some of these tools. But I just want to talk in a couple of specific ways that I use my planners in my manifesting routine. So one thing that I've done for a couple of years is that I create a vision board in my planner. And then some years I've created monthly vision boards for each month in my planner. And so I'm in my planner all of the time. And because that's a place that I go a lot, it really helps me to keep my focus on the wish fulfilled and the things that I'm manifesting into my life, into the 3D reality that I'm living in. And so I create a little vision board every month in my planner. And or sometimes a big one for the year. So creating a vision board in my planner is one way. Another way is that one year I found myself is that I had this planner that was out of date. Like I just hadn't used it. Sometimes I buy, another planner that I don't really need just because I'm so excited to try it. And I just didn't end up using it. And so because it was out of date, you know, it's from the past. Like I didn't really want to do it. Now, if you are using planners just in a regular 3D life, regular management kind of way, you know, you can always redate that and use it. That's not a deal. But I thought, well, how could I use it and keep the dates that are in the past? And so I used it as a revision planner. And so I went back in that planner and I revised things that I wanted to go a different way than they had gone, or maybe even just slightly tweak things. Some things actually in revision, they had gone fine. Whatever event had happened or thing had gone just fine and nothing wrong with it. But I went and just made it better than it was in my revision practice. And so if you don't know what revision is something that Neville Goddard talks about. He talks about when you get some information or news that you don't want or isn't not your preferred, you change it to hear what you do want to hear. So that's something that I've done with outdated planners is I've made them revision planners. And then another way that I've used planners in my manifesting routine is that I've kind of pre-scripted the day ahead. So like in the morning, I would use a planner to kind of plan my day as I wanted it to go, you know, kind of living into that idea that like this is how my day is going to go. And I can tell you that the results of using planners in these ways have really just made my life go smoother. I live in more ease. In fact, one year, another thing that I do is I pick a word of the year. One year, my word of the year was ease. And I use that word in my planner all over the place. And so I just wanted to give you some practical ideas of ways that you could maybe use a planner, or you can do this with a regular notebook or a journal or however you want to do it. You can even do it digitally in a digital planner or a digital notebook. And just create sort of 3D tools for yourself where you can see yourself having the life that you want. And the way I've done that is with planners. If you have any other ideas of other 3D tools that you can use to kind of support your manifesting, I would love to hear about them at loveybrownmanifest@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. I am just thrilled that you're here. And so I might actually continue this sort of idea a little bit more on the podcast, and I would love to hear what you think. So may you manifest exactly what you want.